Even though the legislature is in special session to propose a constitutional amendment to reduce property taxes, because the two chambers of the legislature are so far apart, senators have returned to their home districts for the entire week, Justice said.
The Senate President, Speaker, and Governor thought that there was a deal on the table, and it would move so smoothly we'd have a tax deal done. In fact, if you ask many senators, they were told, just fly up in the morning, we're going to vote later that morning, you'll be able to go home that afternoon. As you know, the deal has fallen completely apart, and the House has put out a plan, the Senate has put out a plan, and just this morning before I left my office to come here, we got word that the Senate is not going back in session until at least Monday, which puts us on the clock for the January 29th special election. If we are going to have a constitutional amendment on the ballot for you to look at, it must be passed by the end of business on Monday.
Last session, Florida's legislature moved the date of the state's presidential primary election to January 29th, 1 week earlier than the February 5th date preferred by the two major political parties. Because of this, those two parties have said they would penalize Florida's primary voters. The Republican National Committee said this week it will seat only half of Florida's delegates to its 2008 nominating convention. The Democratic National Committee has long threatened to exclude all of Florida's delegates. Because of the difficulties of passing the property tax cut proposal in one day, Justice said that the opportunity might arise to extend the time by changing the date of Florida's presidential primary election, thereby ending the feud between the state and national parties.
There's two options. One, we can do nothing, and you will not have a tax reform package to look at that day. Or we could, as some have suggested, move that January 29th date back to February 5th, giving us another week to work on a tax deal and maybe solving some other problems as well.
Because the state legislature has not accomplished much of what it has promised lately, particularly regarding real reductions in property taxes and homeowners insurance rates, Justice thinks these issues will have to be addressed again in the 2008 legislative session in addition to others.
I have a feeling, and I think it's more than a hunch, that the usual suspects will be back in 2008. There's going to be more discussion on the insurance crisis that we fixed, the property taxes that we lowered, and the budget that we cannot afford. I hope what happens is that we will have a real discussion on Florida's healthcare system, long overdue, that we will maybe find funding for Alan Crotzer, who spent 24 years in jail for a crime he did not commit, and tax reform so that we don't have to come back and fix it every few months.
Senator Justice mentioned several of the bills that he will try to pass in the regular session.
I filed my campaign finance bill, which prohibits government from spending tax dollars on political campaigns. I filed real campaign finance reform dealing with 527s. I filed a bill, and I want to implement net metering to allow those who produce their own renewable energy to be able to bank it with their local utility. And I have other legislation that will allow local government entities to buy into the state insurance plan as an option to lower their health care costs. I think that health education belongs as a part of our curriculum in our public schools. I think we need to fix this glitch in the Safe Home program, which allows people who need it to get the help to harden their home for hurricane protection.
Justice was asked whether he will run for Congress in 2008 for the seat currently occupied by U.S. Representative Bill Young, and whether his decision will be swayed depending on whether Young will be running for re-election.
I think qualifying is the third week of May, and that's the official timeline. The congressman has said that he would make his decision earlier this year. But realistically, whether he's there or not to mount that kind of campaign, I think you have to decide no later than the Christmas holiday. And I think things will become clear then. And as we did prior to running for the state Senate seat, which, by the way, no one thought we would win because we wouldn't be able to raise enough money, we're going to sit down and we're going to take a look at the district. We're going to take a look at the numbers. We're going to take a look at the issues. And we're going to make the right decision for the district and for me and my family.
Senator Justice previously announced his endorsement of Gershwin Faulkner for St. Petersburg City Council District 7. But in August, Faulkner stated that he believed that sexual orientation is a lifestyle choice and that because of his religious beliefs, he disapproved of that lifestyle. Justice was asked why he has not withdrawn his endorsement of Faulkner like State Representatives Rick Kreisman and Bill Heller have.
Actually, the truth of the matter is that I have withdrawn my endorsement. I do not know why he has chosen to keep my endorsement on his website longer than Kreisman or Heller's. Obviously, we don't share the same views on those issues. And obviously, if we knew everything that we know now, then our decision probably would have been different.
That was State Senator Charlie Justice speaking this afternoon at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club. To see a list of upcoming speakers, visit tigerbay.org. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.